Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name is Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Franco Cavalieri, the creator of ketogenic products. And we've been talking about ketones and their dynamic health benefits. And before the break, we talked about the purpose of the keto diet, but also it's the dynamic abilities of these ketones that are key to that. But then again, they do so much more. So Franco, to start this segment, you formulated a product called Ketoba, and it's the key ingredient in the product we carry at The Healthy Habit called Keto Active. Can you describe what is Ketoba?
Well, Ketoba is very different than the typical exogenous BHB.
So exogenous meaning from something we consume.
Correct.
Yeah.
So when we talk about endogenous versus exogenous, our body will manufacture the endogenous BHB from fat. Yet the exogenous source is something we consume from outside sources orally or through other means. But this BHB that we take in Ketoba can actually cause serum levels, your blood ketone levels, to rise significantly enough so that the brain can then receive the BHB or the ketone it requires to energize itself. Now, the interesting thing is that when your brain gets this ketone in sufficient quantities, you don't crave carbohydrates and you don't crave food. Here's the dynamic that most people will encounter. When they limit carbohydrates in their diet, the brain itself then starts to starve. And the peripheral tissues of our body can actually make energy from fat, but our brain cannot utilize that fat. The fats cannot cross the blood-brain barrier, and so then those neurons are left starving and looking for sugar that we haven't consumed because you're on a low-carb diet. And so that's what makes it difficult to stay on the diet. Your brain pushes you to eat. But if you raise serum ketone levels with this supplement, then the brain gets what it needs immediately and never lags. So you never get that lagging, you run down feeling. You don't get that flu-like lag and drag. And you're able to stay on your dietary program sufficiently because your brain is served effectively with ketones. Now, typically what would happen if you go on the ketogenic diet, which means low carb, high fat, you will reach a state of self-sufficiency with high enough ketone levels in your blood by around 2 to 3 days. But for the first 2 to 3 days, it takes time as they ramp up in the bloodstream. And those are the days that you suffer and have to overcome. And most people don't make it. By the second day, they eat carbs again, and then they start over. So the body's starting over in the process. Every time you eat those carbs, you're starting over in that ketogenic process to maintain a level of ketones high enough that will serve the brain. So by taking this exogenous source, this supplement, you raise serum ketone levels high enough so that you're always in control. And if your diet fluctuates, if your intention is to be on a ketogenic diet because you want to better control blood sugar, or you want to improve cognitive health, or you have, you know, memory deficits and you want to improve that, then this way you can go on that low-carb diet to induce ketogenesis. That means your body's going to make the ketones from your own fat internally. But take Ketoba as something that helps you get to a level that's functional. Now, Ketoba is not your regular BHB. Regular beta-hydroxybutyrate will actually stop your body from going into ketogenesis. Because when serum ketone levels start to rise, the body says, well, we don't need to make any. Something's delivering ketones, so stop producing them. And that eliminates your body's ability or inhibits ketogenesis. Now your body's not making the ketones internally, and if weight loss is your goal, that's not going to happen because now you have to burn through the ketones you just consumed. So the beauty with the Ketoba, which is a patent-pending form of technology, what it does is that it delivers butyric acid, which is a short-chain fatty acid at the same time. It's kind of a sister molecule to beta-hydroxybutyrate, which is the ketone, and this is called butyrate or butyric acid. This short-chain fatty acid is a 4-carbon fat, very small. But what it does is it signals your liver, and it tells your liver to make ketones. So it's inducing ketogenesis like the ketogenic diet does. And so it's a great tool to use to facilitate ketogenesis while enhancing ketosis. And now the difference between those two is ketogenesis is the process by which your body makes ketones in the liver. Ketosis is basically defined by an elevated serum ketone level that's a result of either ketogenesis or your consumed ketones. Ketoba gives you both, but regular BHB only will increase serum ketone levels but shut down ketogenesis, which kind of voids the benefits and the value of the ketogenic diet. And Ketoba serves as a ketogenic diet facilitator and has other benefits.
So the so now for a type 2 diabetic, and you want to have control over that blood sugar, so BHB and BA, the supplement, is a great fuel replacement.
It's fantastic, and for multiple reasons. Not only does the ketone then serve as your substrate for energy, but the BA, the butyric acid, the short-chain fatty acid, also facilitates blood sugar clearance, so it helps to keep your blood sugar low.
Yeah, so you're stabilizing all that. And again, as we mentioned in the first half, the ketones work independently from insulin.
That's correct. Now, you know, when I say it helps to keep your blood sugar low, automatically in my mind, I hear the questions that people ask. Well, hold on a sec. Does that mean, you know, I have a potential to be hypoglycemic or then, you know, get the shakes and jitters? And the answer is no. And the reason is that your brain is getting the ketones it needs to fuel itself. So it's not going to panic and starve and feel and push you to eat. So this is a very unique system that shifts your body's primary energy substrate from glucose to the ketone. Now, if you consume a regular diet that's high in carbs, your body will always automatically revert to try and use the glucose as the source of energy. And you find that if you're used to the ketogenic way or the ketosis way, that your level of thinking and awareness and mental acuity is at a different level. And as soon as you consume your carbohydrates, you jump down one level. The lights are not as bright. You feel a little bit sluggish. And you begin to really see the difference and feel the difference.
And that's where the brain, I mean, it's a very high energy organ. And I know the stats can vary slightly, but in general terms, it's 2% of our body weight, and yet it requires 20% of the energy that we consume. And with ketones crossing the blood-brain barrier and being a very efficient source of fuel, there's a ton of benefits for the brain.
Well, a ton of benefits, you know, again, like as we say, multiple levels. One, you have that extra energy source, that higher intensity for greater ATP levels. And, you know, it's not a stimulant like caffeine would be. So, you know, you don't get the jitters and that caffeinated effect. It's just a higher acuity and greater awareness. But you also get that elevated antioxidant load inside the cell to protect the DNA, organelles, mitochondria, et cetera, from the common oxidants, free radicals, that are byproducts of metabolism.
And then throw some exercise in there and you can start creating new brain cells.
Yeah, I mean, there are some indications that that butyrate itself also contributes to neurogenesis. But, you know, at the very least, when we get to a certain age, the most important thing is to try and maintain the brain matter we have and make sure it stays active and functional so that it doesn't degrade. And the ketogenic diet is definitely conducive to that, as is, you know, keto active and Ketoba.
And then there too, you talk about gut health and immune health, where the BA, the butyric acid, and the BHB highly contribute to the energy of the gut and the health of the gut.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know that. So the butyrate, the short chain fatty acid, is one of many short chain fatty acids. Propionate is another. Acetate is another. And, you know, propionate is 3 carbons, butyrate is 4. But butyrate is the common short-chain fatty acid, or volatile fatty acid, as it's also called, that is produced by our gut-friendly bacteria. And it's generated by the microbiome of the gut from fiber. And most of us have heard of, you know, the probiotic culture being a critically important element of for health. But the interesting thing is that the butyrate itself is known to maintain the pH of the environment at a level that's functional for the friendly bacteria and voids the pathogenic bacteria. And so it does a lot of great things there, but it also is shown to facilitate insulin function when it travels systemically, and is shown to have benefits cognitively too, aside from the benefits we spoke of earlier that are through substrate and energy generation.
So very helpful for IBS and those with IBD. There seems to be some research and science indicating it's very helpful for that. And then going a step further into some cancers, by having a low-carb diet, the ketones are very beneficial for cancer patients as well, aren't they?
Well, there is some research showing that is so. I mean, those are things that the oncologist treating the different cancers will have to determine based on what type of cancer.
Yeah.
The term cancer is used so much
very generic,
blanket form.
Yeah.
And, you know, the different cancer types are some of them completely isolated and very different diseases.
And athletes, I mean, it's not just for athletes, but athletes can tremendously benefit from ketones.
For sure. You know, the lower demand for oxygen is one key feature that athletes benefit from, for sure. You tend to then, by using this supplement daily to maintain levels of ketone in serum that help coach the body to use fat more effectively as an energy substrate. So it's a great way to go, because for stamina athletes especially, the fat stores, you know, rarely run out compared to glycogen stores running out quite quickly. If your body's trained to use glucose as a primary source, you have lower storage availability with your glycogen, whereas fat is, even for someone who's really lean, they're carrying a significant amount of fat that would last a long time in the training session.
Yeah, and even with cardiovascular health, there's no glycogen reserves in the heart, so that's where your ketones are very important for heart health.
Correct. Yeah, there are a lot of studies that show that these ketones, or the ketogenic diet itself, do help protect the brain and the heart from ischemia, and that would be low oxygen or a shutdown of oxygen due to clotting and other conditions that would contribute strokes, that would contribute to failure to deliver blood and oxygen.
So we have to wrap it up here, Franco, real quick here, but any contraindications with medications? Are there any warnings?
Well, you know, one warning that does stand out is the use by type 1 diabetics.
Right.
There's a lot of controversy saying that, you know, it's not a bad thing as long as you're watching your serum ketone levels, serum ketone, because the type 1 diabetic is vulnerable to ketoacidosis. For all of the rest of us, you know, our body does manage serum ketone levels very effectively and prevents serum ketoacidosis. Nevertheless, that feedback system seems to be broken in the type 1 diabetic, and the management system is not very effective. So we always say, if you have type 1 diabetes, you know, it's no need to really use the exogenous ketone, because it may exacerbate a potential risk.
Yeah. So Franco, really glad you're able to join us today. Any final summarizing statements regarding ketones?
Well, I think, you know, this is an amazing category that is still in infancy in terms of mainstream. We know that it has a tremendous niche following with people who really believe strongly in the ketogenic diets and these supplements. But I think this is going to explode largely into the marketplace, mainly because we have an epidemic with obesity and insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome. And I mean, this is an amazing supplement to serve as a countermeasure for people to help them actually change their lifestyle, which would be the key and most true and effective way to counter the metabolic syndrome. But it's a formidable tool, because too many of us want that magic pill.
Yeah.
And this can serve as that while facilitating change in lifestyle.
Again, Franco, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, David.
Yeah. So we've been talking with Franco Cavalieri, PhD candidate at the University of British Columbia and researcher, creator of nutraceutical technologies and products. And the product we've been discussing that Franco formulated is called Ketoba, but it is the key ingredient in KetoActive. You know, we look at ketones as a dietary fat loss benefit and explain the benefits reach far beyond weight loss into brain and cognition health, gut and immune health, blood sugar management, anti-aging. And it's something I think that most of us should consider, at least maybe as a lifestyle change or even just a supplement that we can take daily. So in conclusion, thank you for listening to Insights for Health. And we know it's difficult to catch all the information the first time. So to re-listen to this interview with Franco Cavalieri, just visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, click on Radio Show and scroll down to Ketones and their dynamic health benefits. And while you're on the website, click on The Next Level and subscribe to our e-newsletter to keep you informed of special offers, product information, and upcoming events. And the subscription is free, and that's at thehealthyhabit.ca. Thank you for listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. We help your health.